Live from our studios at the Forum in Norwich, this is Tea Time with Matthew Gudgeon. Our top story at 5 o'clock, the number of unexpected deaths at Norfolk's Mental Health Trust is the worst in the country.
We've been talking about this problem for nearly 3 years. More than 100 people have lost their lives. We've become bereavement counsellors as well as campaigners.
The North Norfolk MP should answer questions about why the county's mental health trust is the worst in the country. A Freedom of Information request has shown that in the last year, Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust has had the highest number of patients in England who've died unexpectedly in its care. Lib Dem MP Norman Lamb was the health minister under the coalition government till last May. He's asked for an urgent investigation. Well, the spokesman for the campaign to save mental health services in Norfolk, Terry O'Shea, says Mr Lamb should have done more earlier.
Why he didn't keep track of these figures and address this issue while he was the Minister of State at the Department of Health directly responsible for mental health. We've been talking about this problem for nearly 3 years. More than 100 people have lost their lives. We've become bereavement counsellors as well as campaigners.
Well, this evening, Michael Scott, the chief executive of Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, says that comparing different trusts around the country is an unfair approach to measuring their performance.
72 people died while being cared for by the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust between April and September of last year. The number of unexpected deaths at the Mental Health Trust is the worst in the country. Only one of their counterparts elsewhere had a figure above 50. These details have been obtained from a Freedom of Information request put in by the Liberal Democratic Party. Their health spokesman is the Norfolk MP Norman Lamb. He was in power as a health minister under the coalition government up to last summer. I asked Norman Lamb what needs to be done.
In my view, this absolutely requires an urgent investigation by the government. If you remember back to mid-Staffordshire, when a large number of unexpected deaths caused an outcry across the country, well, I think the same needs to happen in mental health. And in a way, it's behind my mission to achieve genuine equality for those people who suffer from mental ill health, so that everyone with a mental health problem has exactly the same right to get treatment on time
as anyone else does. What do you believe lies behind the figures then? Is it incompetence of the people running the mental health services, or is it down to the money?
I think it's a combination of lots of factors. I think money is part of it. And so the way the NHS works with this imbalance of rights of access, every clinical commissioning group across our country is focused on meeting those centrally imposed maximum waiting time standards in physical health, like the 4-hour A&E target, the cancer standards and so forth. And as they pursue those objectives, something else has to give. So they trim a little bit off mental health every year. And that's why mental health ends up losing out year by year. And that's why I've been on this mission to introduce the same maximum waiting times in mental health as apply in physical health. And if you get that equilibrium, then there would be a fairer distribution of resources across the NHS. But also, there are things we can learn. There are things we can do better within the existing resources to save lives. In Detroit, in the United States, they introduced what they called perfect depression care. And their ambition, their mindset was that we save every life. And by getting that mindset applying across the whole of physical health and mental health, they have managed to achieve a dramatic reduction in the number of people who lose their lives.
When you were in power, the government cut £600 million from the mental health budget. That equates to something like an 8% cut over 5 years. So really, you presided over this as well, didn't you?
But Matthew, that's the point I've been making. The government made no decision at any stage during the last 5 years to cut mental health funding. It's the way the system works. So if you think about money being distributed to Norfolk clinical commissioning groups, they are all under this obligation, this nationally imposed obligation to meet the maximum waiting time in A&E, the 4-hour target. They're under an obligation to meet the cancer standards and the maximum of 18 weeks for referral by your GP for an operation. And as they do everything they can within tight resources to meet those standards, something else has to give, and it's always mental health.
Norman Lamb, the North Norfolk MP and Lib Dem health spokesman, thank you for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Matthew.
In response, NHS England told us reporting of incidents is intentionally up right across the health service, including mental health, as part of our national effort to encourage transparency and a culture of learning. We'll hear from the Mental Health Trust themselves in a moment. First, though, the campaign to save mental health services in Norfolk, a body who tell us today that urgent action is now required. I've been speaking to their spokesman, Terry O'Shea.
What I think is most alarming about the very dramatic rise in unexpected deaths at the Trust is that the figures continue to rise even now. So obviously we need urgent action because without it, there will continue to be more unexpected deaths than necessary.
And Norman Lamb is a very visible presence on TV and on all sorts of media talking about this issue, keeping it alive. Do you welcome that?
I welcome the fact that there is media coverage for this. I think the question that Norman Lamb has to answer is why he didn't keep track of these figures and address this issue while he was the Minister of State at the Department of Health directly responsible for mental health. Whistleblowers first approached Norman Lamb with concerns about NSFT in early 2013. Our campaign was founded in November 2013, specifically by staff, patients and carers who were concerned about what they perceived to be an increase in unexpected deaths. We've been talking about this problem for nearly 3 years. More than 100 people have lost their lives. We've become bereavement counsellors as well as campaigners.
Is it just money? Is it that the budgets have come down? In your view, is that it?
It's always, the answer is it's more complicated than that. What I would say to you is that if NSFT had seen the same rises in budget as the NNN has had over the last period of time, its budget would be £70 million higher than it is today. There are issues around the competence of the NSFT board, but cuts of the magnitude that have been experienced would put even the best management under severe stress.
Now, the Trust will say, and they have told us in the past, that the reason that these figures look bad is that there are so many more people in the last few years coming forward for treatment and to be helped by them, it's inevitable the figures will go up. What do you say about that?
NSFT is one of the worst, if not the worst, performing mental health trust in the country. The number of unexpected deaths has increased at five times the rate of the national average. Some mental health trusts around the country have seen a decrease in the number of unexpected deaths. At least 100 more people than we would have expected have died at NSFT over the last 3 years. And as I've said before, the figure continues to worsen.
And what about your campaign? Where do you go from here, you and your group?
Well, hundreds of people came out on the streets of Norwich earlier this month to campaign for fair mental health services. Things won't improve until there's a competent management and mental health is fairly funded. At the moment, neither of those things is true. Sadly, we didn't expect when we founded the campaign that more than 2 years later we would still be campaigning. But we will campaign, as is a moral campaign. We will continue campaigning until people stop dying.
So what does the NHS Foundation Trust responsible for mental health services in Norfolk say about the figures that have been released today, the worst number of unexpected deaths in any trust around the country? Michael Scott is their chief executive.
Of course, these figures are of concern. I'm concerned, our trust concerned. They're part of a national picture, and I think Norman Lamb's been very clear about this, of growing number of deaths in mental health services, both nationally and locally. The first thing to say is we investigate every single death. So these figures aren't a surprise to us. We know what's going on in our trust. Our board investigates these, and I personally see every single report. And where changes need to be made, we make those changes. We should look at every individual death, and it's wrong just to generalise from figures, because each death is a tragedy. But what I have to say is that we have one of the largest trusts in the country. We're more than twice the size of some of the other trusts. And that, in part, accounts for these large numbers. We see more people. There are more people, sadly, who die. We also run different services. For instance, we run services for drug addiction and alcohol abuse. Other trusts don't run those services. They're very high-risk services. And as a consequence, the numbers are different. it's very, very difficult to compare these numbers. And one of the things I've been calling for today is greater clarity over the numbers. We saw in the media recently Southern Health was criticised for not investigating deaths. We investigate those deaths, but we want to see some transparency and comparability.
Michael Scott, the man at the helm of Norfolk's mental health services.